I'm joined now by three designers, each connected with a garden here at Bloom. In last week's edition of Countrywide, we were talking about biodiversity in the countryside and in gardens. And one of our listeners contacted us to say, to paraphrase him, that he lives in a complex with 1,200 apartments. Many are renting, and our conversation about biodiversity just did not seem relevant to him. Well, hopefully this will set that to rights. I'm joined by Deirdre Prince of Dublin City Council, part of the team behind the Urban Parklet Garden, by David Gallagher, designer of the Urban Roots Balcony Garden, and by Nicola Haynes, Citroen Power of One Garden, winner of Best in Category for a medium-sized garden, and a gold medal winner too. Congratulations to you, Nicola. Can I begin, please, by getting all of you to do the kind of the movie pitch, 25 words or less description of your garden. Nicola, with you first.
Thank you. So the Power of One Garden is an alternative front garden design where you might better utilise something, a space which is normally, you know, could be tarmacked over.
A car parking space.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just ways of maybe saving water and enjoying saved water to create a better environment for people and for wildlife.
Okay. David, on a balcony, basically.
Yeah, Urban Roots is an opportunity for people to see what they can do in a small balcony. More and more people are living in cities, so it's about designing in a small space.
And my God, you pack something, a lot of plants in.
Yeah, it's pretty dense. Yeah.
Very, very creatively. And Deirdre, with urban spaces, not just city centres, but town and village centres in mind as well, what are you bringing to our attention?
So our Green Cities Parklet is an example of what we do in Dublin City Council Parks, Biodiversity and Landscape Services, of trying to show what you could do if you sacrifice some car parking spaces on your road and how you can plant more trees within the city environment and increase the urban canopy.
It's not just in car parking spaces, which is a really, really good idea, but you show how really all you need is kind of 6 inches between a paving stone and a wall.
Yeah, so I mean, any space that you can open up or any area that you can depave and reduce the rainwater runoff in a city is always good. And you can see in our garden that we've created that space just between the junction of the wall and the pavement.
And you have stuffed in foxgloves and poppies and jasmine, and that's, you know, only scratching the surface of what you've managed to get in there.
And the thing is, like, you know, the plants will colonise, you know, along a gap you see, in any gap in at the curb, you'll get some sort of plant trying to grow. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to do is just encourage that to be a bit more pollination friendly.
And it worked. There was plenty of bees there this morning. Planting trees in an urban setting is a difficult one, though. I mean, it's really desirable, particularly on a hot day like today. Mm. But over the course of 20, 25 years, you've got to worry about where those roots are going to go, don't you?
Yeah, so that's why we're trying. In the past, we may have planted them in smaller tree pits, but now we're trying to do a large tree pit, like a car park size, or even bigger. And that allows lots of room underground for the roots to grow. We put root barriers in where there may be services, but it's a complex job. It's not just a matter of deciding I'm putting a tree here. There's a lot of work to assess the services underground, assess overground services, and decide what tree might suit that street, and what conditions it might survive in, you know.
Nicola, the genius of your garden is that you obviously sort of were faced with the challenge of how do I shield myself from the outside world and keep the air around me fresh and give myself a little bit of privacy in a very small space. How did you address that?
Well, we were looking at various different plants that have been shown to be good at filtering particulates. So there's a good few plants in the garden around the boundaries that do such things. The plant list is on the Citroen website as well, if you and it's all listed by function. So hopefully that it'll be of interest to whoever looks for it.
Just give me some of the functions that you associate with plants quickly.
Yeah, well, so there's things like the yew, Taxus, our common Taxus baccata, things like Pinus mugo, things like our common Achillea. Milfolium, they have all been apparently proved to be very good at filtering particulates, so just to basically clean the air. And also they can be useful if you plant them strategically for privacy as well. I'm a big believer, I think, in trying to break down boundaries all the time. I think sometimes our instincts are to maybe put very large trees or plants, you know, around the edges of our properties to try to kind of keep people out. But I think it's great for communities if you can actually find ways to, especially in a front garden, of breaking down those boundaries, and it, yeah, it promotes conversation with neighbours.
Well, your garden is a conversation stopper piece in its own right. David, let us send the countrywide audience scurrying for their dictionaries this morning. What is biophilia?
Biophilia. It's kind of a reference to, it's a movement in architecture and landscape architecture. It's about kind of people engaging with green spaces and the benefits that green spaces have to humans. So, yeah, kind of our interaction with the natural world. So it's you know, a lot more, you see buildings now are being greened and they're using natural forms. Yeah, so it's that kind of connection between people and nature.
Well, they were all, excuse me, very, very special gardens. Indeed, all of the gardens. For somebody who is not a gardener, I got very drawn into all of this morning. Congratulations to you and to everybody else who is exhibiting here. That is just about all that we have time for. I'm going to play out on some music, but before I do, can I first of all say thank you to the Countrywide team today. Kieran Cullen, Tom Norton frolicked with the garden hose. Brian Moss picked the slugs out of the lettuce. Jamie Doyle back in base kept asking which was a weed and which wasn't. And Eileen Heron, as always, led us to the sunlit upland. Sinead Mooney is going to be with you after the news with Playback, and Ella McSweeney is going to be in this chair next week, and indeed for some months to come, because TV are borrowing me for a while. So until we talk again here on Countrywide, have a very good bank holiday. Now, Sive, what are you going to play us out on?
I'm going to play you out on a song called Beara, one of my own.
Which is, fittingly for a woman from Kildare, inspired by Bridget?
Not this one. Not this one. No, I am writing some songs inspired by Bridget at the moment. It might seem like a funny choice because Beara in Celtic mythology is actually the queen of winter. But I wrote the song in the
this
middle
is
of
the
summer.
Worst thing.
I swear. No. It makes sense. I wrote the song in the middle of summer, and I suppose it's just about the darkness and light being two sides of the one coin.
So,
the disclaimer in there.
From Bloom 2023, thank you all very much for joining us this morning. Here's Sive.
I'll wear my thickest pair of clothes. He'll try to hold my hand, but he won't get close. Here we are at the turn of July, in floods of aching light, and I don't know why I'm defined by the shifting moods of the wild. Beara, you are alone in summer, you crave the glow of low light. You're not what they say you are, the dying embers, the coal that brought us to fire. I keep you in my sheath and draw you when I need to see if I can see both sides. Clouds trickle by without a sound, hang upon the air and bear their weight down. Didn't I pine when you carried the swallows away for another year? But they came back and I barely noticed their song fall in my ear. And I don't know shifting moods of the wild. Beara, you are alone in summer, you crave the glow of low light. You're not what they say you are, the dying embers, the coal that brought us to fire. I keep you in my sheath, draw you when I need to see if I can see both sides.
countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player.